Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is called out on strikes. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alvis out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Askew and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparma moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Cash moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Wirt moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Hargan now pitching. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sparma strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew fires to first and picks off Stanley. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Frijon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frijon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frijon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Frijon strikes out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Alves moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves scores. Colavito scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser pinch hits for Joe Sq. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Chuck Hinton now playing center field. Phil Roof now catching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Cash reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alves hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Orlando Peña now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freehan. The throw from roof and he is safe. Freehan steals second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-3 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Clinton pinch hits for Bobby Tiefenauer. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Peña covering, for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Phil Roof. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.